This episode of Real Life Sci-Fi is brought to you by Epic Reads and the new sci-fi fantasy Heart of Iron by Ashley Poston.
New York Times bestselling author Victoria Schwab says Heart of Iron delivers a delightful cast and nonstop thrills. The pages flew by and I couldn't put it down.
Don't miss this epic adventure, perfect for fans of Six of Crows and Firefly.
Pick up Heart of Iron today. Available now wherever books and audiobooks are sold.
Do you do audiobooks?
I tried, but the one that I tried to listen to was too quiet, and I was cooking.
Feral Audio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
Our guest today is Tony Christofferson.
Hello. It's me.
I don't know what to call you, man.
Post-production for animation.
Okay.
Like editing, compositing, all of it.
You working on Apollo Gauntlet?
Yeah, working on Apollo Gauntlet for Adult Swim.
When does that air?
I don't know. Maybe like next spring.
Okay.
You worked on the Cosmos reboot?
Yeah, did all the animation for Cosmos.
That was awesome.
All the kind of historical cartoon stuff. Did all that.
Congratulations.
Physics expert now.
Did you meet Neil deGrasse Tyson?
No, I didn't meet him. I met Bill Nye.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, he was at the premiere. Got to meet him. I think he learned the word selfie that day because he kept asking if people wanted to take a selfie with him.
Did you take a selfie with him?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Nice.
Oh, that's so cool. You know, my that reboot of the Cosmos was kind of depressing to me because they kind of just revamped old episodes, and the old episodes, like Carl Sagan was so tailored to him, and he was so passionate about everything he talked about, and Neil deGrasse Tyson is really more his characteristics are more like reacting to people and answering people. And he didn't get to do that, so he was just playing a part.
Yeah, I think he, if they do another season, I think he's not going to do it, because I think he was wanted to be more himself, and they kind of forced him into being Carl, too.
Yeah, so he just turned into a narrator instead of, like, a rock and roll scientist, and that was like, well, it was still good. I like the information in that, but...
miscast.
Yeah.
So this is the podcast where we talk about sci-fi stuff, conspiracy theories mostly, I guess. What do you believe? Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah, sure, of course.
You do?
In aliens, yeah.
Do you believe that aliens are on Earth?
Could be. maybe one or a couple.
A couple races, yes. A few races. Mm.
What about ghosts?
Yeah, I could believe in ghosts.
Do you have a ghost story?
None personal. I mean, I've heard other people tell ghost stories, but I've never had an experience myself.
When you hear these ghost stories, are you 100% on board?
Yeah, but that might just be because they're, like, fun. And it's exciting to be excited.
Well, why would you believe in ghosts?
I don't know. Why not? I don't know. The stories are convincing.
What about Bigfoot?
No, not Bigfoot.
You don't believe
Bigfoot's
in Bigfoot?
Bigfoot's fun, but I don't believe in it.
Do you believe in...
All those monsters, I think, are fake.
What? Like, what else?
Like the Loch Ness Monster.
Well, that's been proven fake.
See?
It has. It was fake.
The original photo that sent everybody off was faked, but...
What was it actually? Like a golf club or something?
I don't know.
I mean, a piece of wood.
I guess on his deathbed he said that he faked the photos. The photo that he had. But there are other photos out there that are pretty good.
But that's the origin of it. And if that's fake, that means that nothing...
I don't think that's the origin of it. I think that's the first time it was recorded. I think that the actual...
Oh, it was like a local myth.
Loch Ness was based on people seeing things. Mm. A thing.
What else do we always ask? That kind of does it.
Yeah. What about like government? What about Kennedy?
Yeah, I believe he was a president. Is that?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, the CIA thing.
Do you think that he was murdered by more than just a conspiracy bigger than Oswald? Bigger than just one guy.
I haven't read too
him?
Much about it, but I think it sounds totally plausible.
Do you think Pluto should be a planet?
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly been one since I've been alive, so I have nostalgia for Pluto.
Well, I guess I only brought that up because that was just a new definition of what a planet is, and that's a planet, you know, it's a planetoid body is what they're saying now, but not a planet, because it's big. But the thing is that the new definition of what a planet is that on its path around the sun, does it clear the path around the sun? Meaning it's big enough to take everything in. It's quote unquote gravity is strong enough to pull everything in out of its path, and Pluto is not.
How big is Pluto?
I don't know.
All right. Well, so you're like, I don't know. I can't get a handle on what you really believe.
What do you mean? Like, I'm
like, no, where are you on the spectrum of Wade and Willie?
Wade doesn't believe in anything. Seems like he believes in some stuff.
I'm open-minded, but mostly I don't believe in anything.
Oh, okay. I'd say I'm like, Willie's really far, though.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm like maybe a third of the way.
To who?
To Willie.
Really?
I'm more on your side.
Oh.
I'm a third of the way from you to Willie.
Oh.
If you say you don't believe in anything.
Okay. All right. So what are we talking about?
Like, I don't believe... Yeah, okay, let's go.
What don't you believe?
Oh, just like most of the topics on that you guys talk about.
Well, thanks for listening.
I'm not saying they're not entertaining. I'm just saying I'm...
Yeah,
I think
well,
Willie's
it's weird because like...
Lost his mind.
What I always say to people defensively is that like there aren't any real facts in this realm of what could be. And so it is closer to a faith, but I don't blindly believe in stuff, you know? I mean, I feel like the stronger beliefs I have are based on believing what could be, and then also adding in whistleblowers to me are always at the top of my list of like, well, if this were true and this person was trying to get information out and nobody was believing it, this guy's putting himself, guy, girl, whatever, putting themselves on the line in such a way that they're actually endangering themselves. And I know that you could do that for attention, but I feel like a lot of people aren't. Like when it comes to like the Disclosure Project, having multiple witnesses of UFO alien encounters of people that had high-ranking authority, or I just tend to, I don't think that they're all having sleep paralysis.
But the thing is, you also don't think the aliens are good, right?
Well, no, it's weird because I haven't really, I'm not as grim as Stephen Hawking thinking that every alien's going to be bad, but I just don't feel like a different race. I feel like they're going to be on the same level that we are politically, where it's like, well, it's every
like,
man,
why
every man
us?
For himself. It's like that. I don't necessarily believe there are entities out there trying to do good for everyone because it's got to do good for them too. But I could believe in beings of light where the reason why it's good for them is because it's good for existence. It's good for the universe. It's good for everything for people to go ahead. But I don't feel like, cause like, you know, I don't feel like there's a race out there coming here to save us.
Right.
I feel like if there was a benevolent race, they would understand that they can't save us and that it's up to us to save ourselves. And they're not going to aid in that, because if we don't, it's like, it's, you know, if you watch, well, okay, let's take some, this is a, I'm just a little buzzed and I always give myself a defense, whatever, but like, let's take the coyotes in Los Feliz. Mm-hmm. When I see them, I want to hurt them.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, they're killing everybody's
pets.
Domestic pets. But I'm also like, they have a right to be here too. So I'd scare them off. I don't hurt them, but I get the instinct to hurt them, to be like, remember me and get out of here.
But you can't scare them anymore. They don't react.
Oh, I chase them down. When I see coyotes, I chase them. When I see raccoons are fucking vicious. But I still give them the business.
I don't see any of these things.
There was a coyote on our street a couple months ago, and it was like, this woman was afraid to go in her apartment because it was like blocking the entrance, and she was like screaming from across the street for us to come help her.
Oh, I'll go chase those things.
I saw a pretty big one, but this is like a year or two ago.
My girlfriend lives over by this lake. They made this little pond area, and then they were like, oh, we're going to get sued because there's no barrier around the water. So they fenced off the whole thing so nobody can go into it. And for some reason, the coyotes can go in there, and there's a whole colony of coyotes that live right. I hear them every night, and they snatch up. Like, a coyote grabbed my roommate's little dog while she was walking him, and she got him away, and he was fine, but these things are used to eating all of our pets, and I'm like, we should relocate them, but relocating them also means disturbing some other natural mm-hmm. environment. So I.
But how does that apply to aliens?
I don't feel like it's in the best interest of aliens to help us, because if we're not helping ourselves, then. For that, okay, like the prime directive.
So are we the coyotes in your story?
Yeah, we're the coyotes.
Okay.
We're, and the aliens are us.
We're fucking shit up, man. For an alien race to come in and be like, here's how you fix everything, we're not going to agree
bad
on
investment.
It anyways.
It's a bad investment for them.
It's like we are stuck in what's in front of us, meaning we are consumers. We are consumers of entertainment. We, for some reason, we have to have a job to survive. And all of our shit's backwards. I'm not saying that everything needs to be completely spiritual, but we don't accept our existence on the spiritual plane. So that's just kind of negated. It's like, oh, when you die, I mean, this is a big generalization coming from a Christian background too, but it's like, oh, when you die, that's when you get spiritual. It's like, no, we need to be spiritual now and accept the universe as a spiritual being. And we're not even close to that.
Yeah, but it's okay, because we're not having kids, right? Are you guys going to have kids?
I want to have
I don't really
one
care.
Or two.
I don't really
because
care.
I feel like...
let's have a dog.
I feel like I want to... create this gentle giant that is
how do you know he's like gonna be a giant?
Well,
like a retarded guy.
Just like someone that can actually affect the future in a better way. Giant meaning personality.
Oh, okay.
But gentle, like, being accepting.
Jeez,
and loving.
I feel sorry for that kid already.
I know, because that's how you create problem children, because
yes.
you want something,
yeah,
and if you don't get it.
Too much pressure on him already. Yeah. Doesn't even exist.
I'm hoping that I won't have that pressure, and that, like, I don't know. I mean, like, maybe I have issues, but I know I have issues, but hopefully I can, like, forget all of them and just come with love.
Come with love? Fuck you.
It really is that, man.
But like, also, you know, come with love.
You can't.
She has love all over the
place. I always felt like I should be able to spank my kids because I was spanked and it worked on me. But it also, I feel like that's where my anxiety came from, is like fear of, my whole life was afraid to get in trouble.
That's everybody's childhood. That's the name of the game when you're a kid. It's you. The only thing that exists is normalcy and getting in trouble. Right?
I didn't get in trouble too much, but I'm horribly anxious all the time.
Yeah, me too. All right, what are we talking about?
Today we are talking about, this is fact to me. This isn't some conspiracy. This isn't people trying to keep this from you. It's just bad science. I feel like gravity does not exist. There is no such thing as gravity. And our science, all of our science is based on the way that we perceive the universe. And our perceptions aren't the nature of the universe. It's just how we perceive it.
Is what you're saying that you just think it's been mislabeled?
I feel like the effects of gravity can be almost proven, but it actually can't be because we're perceiving it in a 3D plane.
First of all, define gravity.
Okay, so according to popular science, there are constants in nature, and those constants include
speed of light.
The speed of light, that nothing can go faster than the speed of light. That I feel like that's been that there are anomalies in that. Gravity is constant. That every solar body, solar meaning our solar system, but every body has got the exact same gravity constant. What is it? I don't
like the equation.
I haven't looked up this stuff, but based on memory, what is it? 9.8 meters per second? Is that what it is? I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But there are constants in nature that aren't constants. So like, what we need to do is we need to strip everything that we've learned. But the thing is this, you're not going to go learn new science. So just get it in your head that science isn't correct. Science is not correct.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of it.
And
is it right? They're out trying to disprove each other and make people smarter.
Like Tesla always said this about Einstein, was that as soon as Einsteinian science came in, all you had to do was prove it mathematically. You didn't have to prove it in real life. And so if you look at websites, when they look, just look up the definition of gravity on what I'll read a couple. They actually don't know what it is. Can you just say that we have a spinning core and that's what's creating the gravity and everything has a spinning core and that's what's creating the gravity? And The definitions, when you really get into it, the thing is this, we can use these mathematics of gravity to get to Mars properly, but they still aren't 100% correct on predicting the motion of our planets, and no one can really answer where gravity comes from. What is the source of it? And according to different sciences, you know, like, oh, everything's got an equal opposite force, whatever. It's like it doesn't work. It's easy for me to say that, but I have some examples. But let me read some of these. Well, okay, first off, what's your initial impression? Do you believe in gravity?
Yes, I believe in gravity. only because when I was looking it up earlier, every site that said gravity is not real was a flat Earth site that had crazy pop-ups. And
yeah,
malware warnings.
Flat Earth to me is this weird thing where flat Earth theory is completely based on using science wrong. Tesla didn't believe in gravity. What that power is electromagnetism. Here's a weird thing. There's no such thing as mass. What we associate with mass is not real because on the atomic level, most things are filled with more space than matter. So, you know, everything's made up. Let's just take...
isn't there like something where it's like if there wasn't all that space inside an atom, that the population of the Earth would fit inside of something small?
Like a sugar cube or something.
Yeah.
If you took away all of the space and all of the atoms that create...
So everything's 100%
everything
dense.
In our population... take all the humans and take away all the space and all the atoms, we would fit into a sugar cube. Because what that's saying is we aren't made up of matter. There is no such thing as a solid. Yes, we have solid. Yes, we have liquid. Yes, we have gas. Yes, we have vapor, whatever. Those things apply to the sciences we created back then. These are our observations. They make sense to us. But when you take in the new sciences, like string theory to me can disprove gravity if you just look at it. String theory, do you know what string theory is, Wade? I've talked about this before. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We've talked about this before, and I have a problem with your argument because it's just how we talk about stuff. Just because there's a bunch of space in between atoms doesn't mean that this music stand isn't solid. Like that's our word for it. Like,
yeah. But by I agree with you that jello. Like that definition still works. It is a solid. It is not a liquid. But within that piece of metal, it is made up of moving parts. Yeah, these atoms are constantly moving. They're just moving slower.
But who cares? Like what? Who cares?
I'm just saying that what we are teaching as science today doesn't match up to what.
Well, nobody's teaching this to the fourth graders. They're learning about, you know, gases and, like, nobody learns about this shit. This is, like, you're talking about, like, PhD-type stuff.
Well, but I'm also saying, though, that even if it is, let's say that this is all, string theory is all PhD stuff. Yeah, it's quantum mechanics. It's all on a specified upper level. We are, all of that stuff directly opposes the beliefs that we teach on the smaller level. So we aren't teaching proper science. And so if you believe in something like gravity, all of the science is based on this gravity being real, but since it's not, okay, like take CERN, for example. One of the things that they're doing is basically what they're saying is that whatever gravity is, that there could be something called a graviton that actually has mass and it creates gravity or whatever. So
that's a transformer, right? Gravitron?
Galvatron.
Oh. Still, it'd be cool. It'd be a cool transformer name.
Yeah. I like transformer names. We play this transformer game, and I'm always jealous when I look at somebody's name that I'm fighting, and they have like a good sounding transformer name because I'm like I'm just robotic
oh,
Willy.
Is it the card game?
Like oh, I'm Monocatron or whatever. You know, it's like oh, that sounds like a cool transformer.
I just think that like you're railing against this weird system that nobody needs to. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't help anyone to be like, this thing isn't real.
I feel like it's slowing us down, though, because we're teaching things that aren't real. When I say that...
Like, it would slow us down to be trying to explain these...
Well, I mean, here's my question to you. When science is just observation, it's tested observation, right? But that observation is based on how we perceive the universe. It's using our senses. It's using our technologies, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's why they came up with dark matter and dark energy, because they're like, the science doesn't add up. Like 80% of the universe isn't accounted for according to our current model, so there must be something else out there. Right now, we'll call it dark matter. Because we can't see it. There's something else out there. Because, you know, like, according to our model...
But what's wrong with that?
It's just wrong.
Why? And they don't know what it is. So how can they... I mean...
Yeah.
What's the alternative?
Figure it out.
They're figuring it out.
But
that's their job.
The way that you figure it out is to critically think about
you don't think
our
that there's
existence.
People critically thinking...
No, they are. But, like, you know... You know,
too busy using the word gravity.
Like Einstein's popular way that he came up with like the speed of light and stuff like that was like and general relativity was like he was imagining riding on a beam of light and what that would mean and how that affects science and it's like just critically thinking about our existence and it's just weird to me that we're just wrong about our existence. Take string theory, for example. String theory suggests that there are 11... String theory was basically came up with because when you take quantum mechanics, the power of atoms, and you take the power of big things like planets, general relativity works for big things, but it doesn't work for on the atomic level. And quantum mechanics works on the atomic level, these bonds, electrons, protons, but it doesn't work on planets. So our science has two different sides, and some people believe in one, some people believe in the other. And if you believe in both, it's weird because they don't add up and they don't apply to each other. And so string theory was like, this is what Einstein was trying to do too on his way out. He didn't believe in quantum mechanics because there's all the probability and randomness. And so it's like string theory was created to find a unifying theory to make both sciences work. Because this works on planets, this works on atoms, but they don't work together. And so there's a huge flaw that something is wrong. But when you grow up and you're taught one thing and you critically think about the universe from that one perspective, you can't open your mind to see the other perspective.
But why would you need to? What, like one out of 100 kids become scientists?
Well,
it's just not practical knowledge. You don't need to know that shit.
But I agree with you that you don't need it for our existence. But as a society, as a culture, I feel like it's important to understand what we're living in.
So you would be happier if everyone went around and said, like, hey, hand me that solid thing over there. And then you'd go, well, that's not solid. And then it'd be like, oh, you're right. It's not solid. Here you go. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, it doesn't matter.
Well, I guess my thing is I've always wanted to try to figure out what this existence is. And so if you take string theory and they suggest that, you know, it's always trying to find the smallest thing that we're made up of, the smaller thing, and basically everything's a vibrating string, which to me means that according to that model, the universe is just sound energy. And M theory, the popular of the string theories, because there's multiple versions out there, suggests that there are 11 spatial dimensions around us, right? So my example is this. If you take, let's just take Ms. Pac-Man, right? 2D world.
Why not Pac-Man?
Ms. Pac-Man's 100 times better than Pac-Man.
Okay.
The game. It's like, it's smoother, there's better levels.
Okay.
I just like it better.
All right. So we'll go with Ms. Pac-Man.
So if you saw the universe from Ms. Pac-Man's point of view, from that plane, a 2D plane, you only see what's in front of you and everything's flat, right? And you have a border that you can't get outside of. So if there was a 3D, let's say that I, a 3D person, wanted to go say hi to Ms. Pac-Man. If I were to jump into her realm, she could only see the slice of me that was intersecting her existence at one time. So if I dip my hand in there, my finger, there would just be a flat circle of my finger, just the cross section of my finger, right?
Yeah.
But as I moved through her plane, it would change based on what parts of me were going through it. And so that's her perception of me. And so we have to know that there are at least four dimensions in our realm, right? So if you picture a fourth dimensional being trying to say hi to the third dimension, there's a parallel there of you wouldn't be able to see what they were, but you would see a 3D version of them moving through our third dimension, but they're actually a fourth dimensional being or whatever, something else. And so we would never see what they were, right?
Yeah.
So if string theory is correct and there's 11 spatial dimensions around us, then the way that we perceive the universe is inherently wrong because we're looking at it from a 3D model. And so to me, look, exploration of space, exploration of the mind.
But the way that Ms. Pac-Man sees the world is not wrong. That's her existence.
Like, I'm saying that our existence is seeing the universe wrong, yet science is trying to teach you how the universe works. And so it's just not correct. And so
well,
why
how it works based on our perspective.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying though that there are
anything anything else that's happening that we can't see or do anything with doesn't. We can't do anything with it. So why?
But why then? Why look at space then? Why go to Mars? Why
it's
to do anything
there.
Else? Because if we're wrong, I'm just saying that let's just okay. Like wormhole is the best fucking dumb science version of how to travel through space. If we're trying to get to Mars, if we're trying to get outside of our solar system, the dumbest way to leave is to drive there. And that's how we're doing it. We're driving there. Because we don't know how actual space works. Einstein came up with a great way of how space-time works. You know, you take a blanket, you put something heavy in it, and it's like our path around the sun is actually a straight line, but according to the curvature, because of the gravity, we are locked in this circle around the. I just feel like I want to. I don't think that in my lifetime we're going to figure out the way the universe works or what spirituality is or.
Based on everything you've said, no one is ever going to figure it out because you're talking about these like mythical other six dimensions or seven, whatever. The thing about Ms. Pac-Man is. She doesn't need to know what your finger is going in there. Like, she just wants to eat her pellets and kill the ghosts, and she's happy.
Yeah, I know. And, like, that's...
And I don't think that, like, hypothesizing about all these other dimensions, like, you can't even conceptualize that in your head. Like, what even is that?
But if you know that we're wrong about it, why would you waste time and energy teaching people the wrong way because it works for us?
Because
eventually someone might be smart enough to figure it out.
Right? Yeah, but it's going to be, even if you were, quote unquote, smart enough to figure it out, it's going to be so hard for you to go past that idea of you were taught everything wrong anyways. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I think you're giving way too much credit to the educational system and people.
Oh, I completely disagree with our educational system and people.
No, of course you do. But what I'm saying is, like, just because you were taught something doesn't mean that's what you believe the rest of your life. I mean...
No, I know, but we're not put in situations to make you go further than what you were taught.
Well, we are not because we live in Hollywood. There's a bunch of people who go further than what they're taught.
I just... When I fantasize about past civilizations, like the Mayans, like the Egyptians, I feel like they had a better understanding of how the universe worked. And so there are benefits to humanity because of that.
Why would they? Why would you think that they would have a better understanding of the universe?
Because
they were idiots?
Do yourself a favor and go on Netflix and watch Pyramid Code. It's the best fucking documentary series I've ever seen in my life.
It was made by a contemporary human.
But they challenge, you know, when you think of, here's the thing. Ultimately this is what I feel like I've never really tapped into this before, but this is what I think. Because I do believe there are aliens, and I do believe that they are here on Earth, and I do believe that there is some sort of galactic federation that we could be a part of, but we're just idiots. And so I want to get us there. And the way that we're going to get there is to be smarter about what our existence is.
But you see, all right, that's a flawed plan on many levels. One, because you're not a scientist. You're not going to school for it. Like, you just read some stuff online and then you think, like, oh, everything I've been taught is wrong. But you don't know if that's even true because all of this is theory.
I agree with your sentiments because I hate flat earth theory. I 100% disagree with it. And to me, flat earth theory is based on people using science wrong. But what is using science right when we aren't using it right? I think quantum mechanics is the secret.
I don't think that, like, right now we're worried about the point of life. We're just trying to, like, not blow this planet up in the last 100 years that we have here.
But if we could focus on closer to what our existence is, or how we could contribute to the, think about contributing to the universe. How can we contribute to the universe?
I mean, but isn't that like asking a toddler to contribute to the potluck? Like, they don't have the capability to, and we don't either. So why would anyone?
We're not even doing a good job with the Earth.
Like, so. You're right about that, but I'm like, there are critical thinkers that I enjoy where I'm like, oh yeah, we actually could contribute because if we just think a little different, we're actually closer than we think. And then so when I look at ancient civilizations, maybe I'm giving them too much credit, but I don't think so. Watch Pyramid Code.
But if they were so great, what happened?
Well, okay, when you look at, there are some ancient civilizations that just disappeared off the face of the earth, right? They don't know, they don't find a record of all of them dying. If they move, they don't know where they went to. What I suppose in my head is that, well, what if they got so advanced and they were so in tune with the universe that they just joined the universe, and that's why you don't find evidence of them?
Join the universe? Like, yeah. What? Like, you just become nothing and now you're a part of the
turn
universe?
Turn into... Okay, like, okay, if you believe in an afterlife, like myself... not based on any fucking religion.
Whoa.
Then you're almost waiting to join the afterlife for when you leave your physical body when you die. What if you could join the afterlife while you existed in your physical state?
I mean, you know, what? Like, what does that even mean? Like, is it really that bad here?
Well, I mean,
roller coasters. You guys been on any cool roller coasters lately? Like, they're fun.
That's you enjoying one of your senses, and I'm like,
but if I don't have any senses, if I'm part of the universe, then how would I enjoy anything?
I feel like it's bigger and more fulfilling than our physical senses.
Yeah, but that's like some bullshit, like, religion type talk where it's like, hey, everything's better if you just believe this certain thing. And there's no possible way for you to get that. Like, you can't do it. Like, there's no way that you're going to join the universe.
No, I don't know. That's not my ultimate goal. I'm just like...
what is your ultimate goal?
I feel like we could do... better.
Yeah, but that's what you always say, and we're supposed to be talking about gravity, and you haven't even.
But to me, gravity. Well, what do you want to know?
I want to know, like, why if I drop my phone, does it fall to the ground?
Because of gravity.
Right.
Done.
Okay. Here, let me quote. I'm looking at this website, waykiwayki.com.
Oh yeah, I went to that site.
waykiwayki.com. I like the ideas on here, but they also quote other websites. So here's what the NASA website states about gravity. Because of gravity, if you drop something, it falls down instead of up. Well, everybody knows that. But what does this really mean? What is gravity? Spiral galaxy gravity has played a big part in making the universe the way it is. Gravity is what makes pieces of matter clump together into planets, moons, and stars. Gravity is what makes the planets orbit the stars, like Earth orbits our star, the sun. Gravity is what makes the stars clump together in huge swirling galaxies.
Yeah, well, so doesn't that kind of speak to string theory? Because that's why there is a solid, because gravity is keeping it together.
But within this definition or this description, they don't have an actual definition of what gravity
is.
Well,
but neither do you. I mean, I think you're getting caught up. If it was called electromagnetism, then would you believe in it?
Well, the thing is this: we've created this force called gravity, and if we're wrong about it, then I don't want to have a part in it. And we are wrong about it,
but
because
it's observable.
But
you just don't want to call it gravity.
But it's observable for Pac-Man to see the cross section of my finger. That doesn't make it right.
It's not though. How many times have you put your finger into Pac-Man?
This is just perspective talk. This is what I say about flat Earth.
But it's
too.
Still a thing. It's just maybe there's more to it.
Because like flat
it's
Earth,
still a thing that affects us and we should know about.
Like flat Earth theorists say that you should be able to see the curvature of the Earth, and that if let's say it curves one foot every 7 miles. I don't know what the.
Do you think? Sorry. Do you think that you could see the curvature of the moon if you're on the moon?
No. That's what I'm saying is that one of their biggest arguments is you don't see the curvature of the Earth. So if you're looking at the horizon, you should be able to see the curve. And I'm like, the reason why that's not possible is because you are standing on a 3D object. So the curvature of the Earth is going away from you in every direction. So there will always be a 360 straight line.
So you wouldn't be able to see it.
No.
All right. That makes sense.
It's like, but I wish Neil deGrasse Tyson would come out and say things like this. Where
but
it's like,
what if you were standing on like a 20-foot ball?
Same thing. The ball curves away from you in every direction, so you can't see the curve because it's curving away from you in every direction. You don't see the side of the ball. If you take the ball and you're not on it, then, oh, you see the curve. But when you're standing on it, you see it around you 360 in all directions. To me, that proves the
straight,
curvature of
right?
the Earth. Yeah. Because your vision, if you just put a camera on top of a ball and spin it around, you won't see the curvature because your perspective is from that. So okay, there's I mean, flat Earth, fuck off. They might have some points about gravity, but that's because gravity is inherently wrong. So that doesn't prove everything else they say is right.
Well, what's their thoughts? You read it, right? What's their thoughts on gravity?
I learned that they call people who believe in spherical Earth, they call us ballers.
Nice.
Woo!
Yeah,
that's a
ballers.
Good title. Me and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
With Z, motherfucker. Is there a Z in that show?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. It seems like it would have a Z, but I don't think they do.
What was the question?
Well, what do the flat? Because you were reading about this, right? What do the flat earthers say about gravity? Like, why is gravity something that they are not into?
I think for the same reason that they think the Earth is flat. Same reason Willie doesn't like it.
But they don't have any. They just say.
Well, they add it to the conspiracy.
It's like the
that
just like,
people are hiding.
Yeah, they're like, this is NASA's definition, and it's kind of like vague. So then they just think it's not real.
But the flat Earth theorists think that there's a okay, take the one percenters money wise. Now apply that to a 1% of knowledge people, and that or people that are in the know, and that they're somehow making money from you not knowing. Or that they're somehow controlling your existence.
There's way easier ways to make money, dude. You just line up politicians' pockets and then you can make all the money you want. Like, why would you get into the industry of, like, let's do this gravity hoax? And once everyone thinks there's gravity, we'll be millionaires.
Yeah, well, okay, so, like, one of the... I'm just going to get into flat Earth a little bit because whatever, it's all in the same idea that what this all comes down to is, yes, belief, but also who cares if you believe in some things? There are certain things like math where forever someone will say, math doesn't affect my life. I don't need it. I don't need to know it. So fuck you.
I'm in that camp.
And I'm like,
all I need to know is what's 20% of my bill.
and to me, it's like, well, if we're gonna progress as a culture, then I feel like, okay, here's one thing: ancient civilizations and even older civilizations have always questioned where we came from, Why are we here? And where are we going? In today's age, we don't ask those questions anymore because someone's given us an answer for
no,
that.
No, there are philosophers who... There are philosophers who question that stuff.
There like, are. There are philosophers.
We can't all be doing that, who's going to build the buildings?
As a society, though, a lot of people don't feel like they need to find those answers.
Well, because
and I'm not
so many
trying
people
to
are...
get people to find those answers either. My thing is, like, I'm not trying to push anything I believe on anybody. I'm just trying to explain what I think, I guess.
Then that point doesn't make any sense because there are people out there who that's their entire life is just questioning existence and trying to figure that stuff out.
Yeah, and
you just don't know any of them.
But yeah, I agree. But the problem is that like if you take somebody you take somebody like Da Vinci or these people were masters in all aspects.
Yeah,
of,
but that
of
was
knowledge.
Back when it was way easier. Like, it was so much easier to be brilliant back then because not a lot of brilliance had been done yet.
But it's easy. It's
so you
easy
could just,
now, though.
Just ahead of the curve.
But if Da Vinci had an iPhone, he probably would have done better.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't quite know how to refute that.
I feel like
you're saying that we don't have any geniuses.
Well, I feel like geniuses are a thing of the past because we get information fed to us, we treat it as fact, and then we don't need there's nothing that in our existence, like take my existence, whatever the fuck I'm doing, this even though I'm looking for all this stuff, there's nothing in order for me to survive that forces me to question anything. And so
but you are constantly questioning stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but I could get by just having a job and just spend my life spending money.
I guess I don't understand. You want everyone to be like you?
No, I don't want people
because
to
because that would be
just
a nightmare.
What was Da Vinci's job?
How just be like, consumers.
He got paid to paint shit.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
It just seems like people had more time to do stuff thousand years ago. They weren't just constantly working.
Yeah, well,
so
they
you
didn't
become a genius.
They
you
didn't
become...
have minimum wage, so you could say, "Hey, I'll paint this for $40,000 instead of like $4 an hour." I'm just saying that if I want our existence to be better, then I feel like having a better understanding of what our universe is, what we're capable of. That's going to make existence better. You can argue fossil fuels and global warming and all this shit. It's like, but there are energies out there that we don't need to consume the earth to help us have these same energies. That's to me, it's like, we could be more progressive and better for the earth if we actually understand the way the earth works better.
I mean, change starts with you, Willie.
I know, and I'm learning.
This is like a constant theme of this show is you want everybody to run before they can walk. And it's like,
well, here's my thing.
You aren't leading by example. You're just coming on here and saying, like, why doesn't everyone be more spiritual and understand the universe?
No, but I am going in those directions. My thing is that, like, all that I really want from other people is to break the cycle of being a consumer. Yes, yes, I still watch things. Yes, I still buy things that make me happy. But I'm trying to tap into what existence is because maybe I don't need to buy something to be happy. I mean, that's such a blanket bullshit fucking thing.
You do need to buy stuff to be happy. You have to.
You know what would make me happy is if I could jump into your mind and see what you see for a second.
Creep.
Yeah.
Like my whole existence is my perspective, and so empathy and having and seeing other people's points of views is actually. It's actually really,
but part of consumerism is empathy. Like, listen, I'm not going to tell everybody to watch Survivor, but I've been getting really into Survivor.
What season is it?
I think I'm on like night. I'm on like 21 or some 22 maybe.
Have you watched all of them?
No. I started at 17 because that's when they started doing high def. I didn't want to watch any of the standard def stuff. But
that's funny. But go on, it's really funny.
But
they probably had all the better challenges,
huh?
In the earlier seasons.
Well, I'm sure they did, but I don't care about the challenges. Like I like to watch how the people interact and like and how they backstab each other and stuff like that, and. Because I'm consuming that, I'm getting, like, a better perspective on, like, types of people and, like, what they'll do and how they'll react to certain things.
I think that you're not, because those, you've worked on reality shows where it's a heightened version of everything for entertainment.
Yeah, but I wouldn't lump that in there. It's like, it's, they don't need to do that because they don't need to heighten it because the people are doing it themselves.
But what you're watching is somebody trying to win.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what's fascinating about it. And that is what can help you learn a lot about like certain personality types.
But I had an audition last week, whatever, to try to be a host of some YouTube channel, you know, and I know what they wanted and I could have given them that. But I just wanted to see if being myself was going to work, right? Because I'm like, I don't want to be a host of a show where I have to fucking put on a ribbon and be an idiot.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Like, I love being an idiot.
You know all those YouTube personalities who wear ribbons.
He's literally wearing a bow tie.
Yeah. But so there were three of us, and we had to play video games with each other, right? And the person that was hosting it said, "Hey, you guys, this is, you know, like, we're trying to find really fun people, so try not to let there be any dead air. Like, just keep talking." And that just ruined it for me because these other two people were just so good at talking about nothing.
Right.
That I couldn't play with them. I couldn't riff with them. I couldn't be myself because they were just filling up all the space with just talking.
Right.
And I was like, wow, you go ahead and win this fucking audition because you guys are pieces of shit. And I don't mean to judge them, but all I'm saying
is it's not their fault. She told them to do that.
I know. But I'm like, dude, we could have had fun together. We could have let loose together. We could have gone off on rails. You know, when we hang out at parties, my favorite thing in the world is to go off on some tangent that none of us expected where we just turn into idiots and play fun with each other, right? You're never going to get that from somebody by telling them to just fill in the dead air. And yeah, that's a judgment on the person in charge of that. But what I'm saying is that like our existence is just filling in the dead air. And I want to play with you. The dead air is watching TV and having empathy for these people that are lying, trying to win and. I want to lose the dead air and I want to connect to people better.
But the dead air is priceless to someone like me. I hate being around people. Like, I'm happiest when I'm alone doing whatever I want, not having to, like, interact with anybody.
But the reason why that's hard for you is because most people don't know how to interact with other people. And they're fucking assholes on accident.
No, it's not. I mean,
dude, any interaction you've had with your landlord, never. I would bet you that never has your landlord ever like treated you like a human. They've treated you like a someone who's paying the money. What?
Our landlord's great.
Yeah, great. He thought great, meaning that Cameron, that he'll do stuff really for nice. You. But have you like connected to him?
Yeah, why would you want to connect with your landlord?
To me. Every single human out there is worth connecting to.
No, God, no. That is a mistake.
Well, no. I say that if they could connect to themselves, but most of them aren't, and they're blinded by what's in front of them, and so they don't connect to themselves. I'm saying...
Do you think I'm connected to myself?
I think that you know who you are, but I feel like you're not connected to yourself.
In what way?
Basically, like, I would bet you that there are... I know that... I always appreciate you because you can say what's on your mind and say it in such a way that, yeah, if you don't know you get labeled as a dick all the time. Which is which is so dumb because people aren't giving you a chance and they don't know that, like,
everybody loves me. I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought
about.
You were a huge dick the first time I met you.
Yeah,
what?
See?
Really?
Yeah, because I was, I don't remember who I was talking to, and you came, walked up and you're like, what are you guys talking about? And we're like, oh, Pokemon. And you, like, just turned around and walked away. Like, look at that guy.
But I'm saying that, though, that, like,
that was like 6 years ago.
Like, if you picture the best moments in your life, picture the best moments in your life. Anybody you meet isn't going to experience that with you because you're not sharing that all the time.
I don't want them to experience. I don't want to share that. It's the best moment of my life. Why would I want you to leech off that?
I'm like, dude, if everyone could create the best moment in their life with somebody new every day, what a fucking great place this would be.
Oh, my God. Join a commune. Get the fuck out of L.A. This is bullshit.
Dude, you're
talking about really hippy-dippy shit.
I am hippy-dippy. But my thing is that, like, okay, like, when I meet someone, I picture them as a baby so that, like, like I'm like, oh, you're like me. You're some fucking piece of shit who grew up. And so when if I picture you as a baby, then I lose judgment and I can have fun with you because it's like, hey, I'm a baby too. Let's go have fun. Instead of like fucking, oh, you don't like my car. You're staring at me because I'm wearing a fucking bright color.
Yeah, but you're taking away all of human interaction, which is I don't need to get along with everybody. There are people out there that I look at and go, nah, fuck that guy.
But that one guy that you're saying fuck you to that guy, he's got a magical something to him.
I doubt it.
But he's disconnected himself from it. But you could help him reconnect to it, and you could have fun together.
I already have too many friends already that I'm connected to. Like,
why should you have to work for it?
Yeah. Why do I need to break that person out of whatever this weird thing is? And also, you never answered why I'm not connected to myself.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, like the moments where you get the most anxious.
Uh-huh.
It's because you feel like you need to be something.
Yes.
All you ever need to be is yourself.
Yeah, but I know that. But so I am connected.
But like, okay, like I do the same thing where like when I do comedy, I need to drink because it just disconnects me from the stress of needing to be anything. I'm like, well, fuck it, man. I'll just go do it. Right?
Right. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't either, but I just wish that I wish this on myself too, that like, I wish I didn't need to have something to let me relax enough to be myself.
Yeah, but you're just talking about being outgoing. You're just talking about like, introducing yourself to people.
No, 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 not outgoing, ingoing, where it's like, you can be yourself and being yourself and being happy, these are the fucking dumbest things to ever talk about. If you look at every fucking Tinder profile, everyone's saying like, oh, you know what?
But that's a marketing
want to have fun.
Yeah, but that's a marketing.
I like having fun.
You're not going to say, I question my existence. I don't know what the fuck the point is, because then people are going to be like, well,
But I'm saying most people will never truly have fun because they have an idea of what fun is.
Oh, man, Jesus.
They're easy to please.
But what is fun? I don't know. I guess what I'm saying, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, but I feel like the more I connect to someone that I thought I had prejudgments for, I'm like, wow, this person's actually pretty cool. And I'm like, wow, what happened because we could drop everything for a moment, whatever that is, you know, like we're all fucking from Channel 101.
But not everybody is cool, though.
No, that's exactly what I was going into, was that, like, it's not about being cool. I think being cool is being able to commit to yourself. And so when I meet some new nerd that, like, is, most people are fucking so bad socially that you're like, what the fuck is his problem? Like, why is he hanging out with us at this bar where we're trying to have fun. The reason why they're not fun
now you sound like an asshole.
Is because they're so trapped in their head of what they should be that they're not being themselves.
All right, I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about assholes.
Well, like there are people who school with.
Huh?
Think about like most people you went to high school with.
Well, I had a bunch of good friends, but when I think of the assholes,
Willie was
the
most popular kid in school.
Yeah, but there had to have been people who you like find them on Facebook or something. You're like, oh god.
Oh, there's people that I fucking don't friend because I'm like, you were a bully to me. You're a fucking asshole to me. Like,
yeah. So do you feel that way about them? That they have something magical about them that you can find?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is they could have something magical about them, but they've spent their whole life disconnecting from that they might not have anything. But like, I feel like it would be great if I could help them find that, to reconnect to themselves. Because okay, like if you picture, I know we're not really talking about gravity, but
you sound like a life coach right now.
But if you picture every unhappy marriage, right?
All right. I got them all.
Most of them come from them being someone else.
You don't even know this, man. You're just projecting all this.
Well, I am projecting it, but I feel like most humans, and when I say humans, I mean Americans, because I don't fucking know what the other world is like. Most Americans are putting on a show of what they should be, and the best thing in the world is to find, if you meet somebody new, if you can find something that they love to talk about, that's when the spark happens and you can talk forever, you know. And for us, it's usually at some TV show that was a guilty pleasure, you know.
I mean, you're just talking about, like, day one, how to relate to people. Like, that's every first date, just finding out what they like and then talking about that. And this is the reason girls suck at first dates, is because they don't even try to do that. I've been on a bunch of first dates, and it's always me going like, oh, finding out what they like, talking about it, and then they never fucking ask me.
Yeah.
So if you're a girl out there and you're trying to get fucked,
ask some questions.
Ask a fucking question once in a while, god damn it.
Instead of judging the whole time. But to me, okay, picture everything that we've just talked about that's just some weird social connection to yourself, whatever. And then picture knowing how the universe works a little better. And I don't know, this is dumb. I don't know.
You should stop trying to be an actor or a writer. Or I don't know, a comedian. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Me neither, man.
And just start selling this shit. Just be a fucking snake charmer. Do some life coaching.
Here's the thing.
Write an e-book.
I am going to create a religion because I feel like this religion is going to work, and that the power of the mind is so much stronger than I really do.
This is gold. Write all this down because it's such golden bullshit.
But I really do feel like that you can connect to yourself and the universe enough to know the nature of the universe without science.
Yeah, but what if you are wrong? What if you're not connected? Do you really think you're connected?
Oh, I'm going in that direction.
With yourself?
No, not at all. I have so much anxiety. I'm doing a good job of committing to myself more, but. And all that means to me is connecting to people more. That's it. It's like,
but they're so fucking worthless, these people.
But
there's no reason.
They're worthless on the surface because they're all trying to fit into. They're all trying to be consumers and be people that make produce things. You know, it's like.
So like some douchebag who brags about his Ferrari. You want to connect with that guy and like. Make him
no, but I feel like that there's something valid in that piece of shit that is worth finding.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like there are just bad people.
Like I had a dream last night. Okay, to date this episode, yesterday was no, 2 days ago was election day. Trump, whatever. I had a dream that I had lunch with him, and I had a great conversation with him. And I'm like, as much as I hate him, could I have a great conversation with him and maybe connect to some things that make him feel giddy? I feel like, yeah.
No, you couldn't.
No, I disagree. I think if you did have lunch with him, that you would take away a strange positive experience.
Well, the other side of him is, man. He's been a liberal most of his life, and when you listen to him on Stern, he's actually entertaining to listen to.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like he fucking sucks.
But he is a piece of shit.
I don't define people by their political beliefs. I just think that he sucks in every way that there is. There's no redeeming quality about that man.
But I feel like, and I do agree with you on that fact that there are pieces of shit out there that will never be anything more than a piece of shit. But I feel like that's because they're not connecting to themselves and that there's a chance that they could break out of that.
Yeah, but that man is arrogant. He's the president of the United States now. He was born on third base. He's never not had money. There's nothing to him that would ever make him think like maybe I shouldn't be a piece of shit.
But he might. Why I think I might say what I'm going to say.
Now you're describing that you're describing what you were going to say.
I know. He might have a good sense of humor because comedy to me is just unexpectedness.
No,
he might
doesn't.
Have such an unexpected thing to me that I could laugh at him all day.
No, he probably likes.
I know. Probably
he
not.
Probably likes fucking Jim Belushi movies.
I like Red Heat. I like Turner and Hooch.
Well, he probably likes Jim Belushi TV shows.
Okay. Mr. Destiny? Holy shit, that's
Mr. Destiny's great, but listen. I mean, that's Jim Belushi in the 80s.
Yeah.
He seems like someone who doesn't like movies.
I don't think he likes anything.
Do you think Trump likes
bouncy houses?
No. Let's picture some movies that are happening right now that we hate. Well, whatever. I haven't even seen that many.
I mean,
movies.
I'm sure he's a fan of like. Well, maybe not. He
but
might
can
be.
You picture him just sitting in a room watching TV or something? You can't.
Well, okay.
I don't think it's possible.
When I picture watching TV with him, I picture him taking like talking through the whole thing.
And he's got like his black dress socks
and me
he's,
being
like
just dude,
so
just
sweaty.
Shut up.
He probably just watches old fucking, what's the show that he was on?
Gunsmoke?
No,
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice. Yeah, what is Gunsmoke? Yeah.
That's the old show. Just watching, like, Raw from 96.
I guess, okay, like, to me, I feel like...
So you really think...
Humanity will benefit from us learning the nature of the universe.
No, like, I want to do a scenario here. You got invited to some weird, swanky after party because of some show you worked on or movie or whatever, and you're there, and it's like not really your scene, you know? Oh, well, a little, but sorry, wine talk. And so, what? Why, dude? I'm driving.
Well, he could drive you.
No, I'm going to drive you, so... You made your bed. So you're there, and it's like, you know, it's not your scene, and you didn't get a plus one, so you're there all alone. So you're talking to, like, the homophobic art department guys that you work with, and like, you're not really into that. And then Donald Trump shows up, and he's just, like, over at the... And this is, like, he's not president, right?
Yeah. He's just the asshole before.
And he's, like, nibbling at the shrimp, and it... You can tell, like, he's alone. He doesn't really know these. Like, why is he even here? So, walk me through. Do you want to play Donald Trump?
No.
Can you do his accent?
No.
Ah, fuck.
Walk me through what you... So, you go over to him, and you're like, I'm going to enlighten Donald Trump.
Well, my thing is, I never... I try not to feel above anybody, and so it's not me enlightening them. It's me trying to get them to enlighten themselves. Yeah. So it's like, how do I get you to drop the ball and
okay, so
figure out what your mind is?
I'm Donald Trump. Mm. These shrimp aren't that great. I'm greater than these shrimp. I wish that these shrimp were great as me, because then they would be flavorful and tasty. And they're kind of bland. What am I doing here?
Hey,
hello.
Hi, I'm Willie.
Hey, you need no introduction to me, I assure you.
What do you like about flavors?
What are you, a retard? What are you, a Mexican retard? Who brought you over here? Is this a joke?
Oh, no.
I'm going to deport you.
Do you think your tongue is the same as mine? Because I don't like
shrimp.
What,
do you want to make out with me or something? Get out of here.
If you beat Donald Trump, you're going to ask if his tongue is like yours?
You're not.
Well, I mean, like you assume that our taste buds work the same, but I hate most flavors that people like.
I like shrimp.
Anything from the ocean, man. Can't
oh, wait.
It.
Are we out of the scene? Okay.
He could be just at the in. Table. Yeah.
Oh. Whoa, who are you? You got any broads? You got some girls? Who's got the girls?
I'm scared to learn about Willie's tongue.
What do you like the best about sex?
Pussy. I like pussy. I like the feeling of my dick and pussy.
I like the ending part.
I like when I...
The ending part feels the same when I'm by myself, too. So why do I need girls?
Hey, I've never been alone because I'm the greatest.
Hey, Donald, do you think gravity's real?
Doesn't affect the flavor of my shrimp.
What? Who invited you two idiots? Talking about taste buds and gravity. I'm from New York.
Hey, wait, so what flavors do you not like? Sea flavors?
I don't like fucking... I don't like weird shit, man. I don't like shrimp. I don't like... My roommate's cooking crab most nights this week, and it stinks. It makes me gag.
Is
I have
it like
to leave.
A crab holiday?
I think she got a bunch from work or something.
Is it a crab holiday?
It's like most nights?
Yeah, well, what was yesterday? Short sleeve day? Like, what the fuck are all these holidays?
That's so... Listen, I kind of agree with you, but it's something that... If you were truly connected to yourself, you wouldn't let it bother you.
I know. You know what, man? I've been doing so good driving, but today, man, I had some big rage moments on the way to work, and it's weird because I can get lost in this moment, and then I start to ask myself afterwards. I'm like, this isn't how I would want someone to treat me, and why. I don't want anybody to ever know me during my rage, you know? And so I would like to just drop this rage. But what's giving me this rage? Is it just straight up anxiety? My littlest sister, she has anxiety issues, and she said she started taking medication and all of her rage went away. And she was telling me about all her rage, and I was like, is that why I have rage? Is this just all anxiety ridden? And it is, because I expect people to do things a certain way, and I get anxious when they don't. So,
yeah, it sounds like you're the opposite of.
No, I know, but I'm trying to get there. I really am, and I'm trying to lose all that. You know, because I feel like someone who gets upset about something is not going to join the Galactic Federation.
That's not true. We're not Spock. We can have. Emotions.
But like when you get upset because of like prissy baby or the queen problems. this is not the type of glass that I drink water out of.
Oh, we live in a different world.
Does that upset you?
When you picture somebody getting baby mad about some fucking bullshit because they have expectations of how things should be. You know, when I was a set dresser on the Kirstie Alley show, which was some TV Land piece of shit show.
Is that the one where? Never mind. Go ahead.
There
you
was
a, the opening title.
There was a
show.
Day where
you did the opening titles.
I think so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was like a city skyline. Well, anyways.
No, it was like her like dancing out of bed and then down the stairs. There's like like a lemur dancing with her.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
That one. Yeah, we did that.
I think
a
so.
Lemur?
Yeah,
she has
lemurs. I had to drop off a cake at her house, and I got to hang out with her lemurs.
Yeah, we had to go visit her at her house. It's like off Los Feliz.
Am I the only one without a Kirstie Alley tie? Yeah.
I'll buy you one.
Fuck.
But
a tie with Kirstie Alley on it, that'd be great.
Like, this was a fucking low, no budget piece of shit show where we couldn't even afford to have enough people working
about,
the show.
You're talking about somebody who, for the last 40 years, has been given everything that she wanted at the drop of a hat. I mean, that's.
Her thing closed down, though, in Vermont.
Yeah, I know. I was happy about that. And I was happy our show got canceled. I'm happy about that. Why am I happy?
Was it like a weight loss
thing? Because queens and kings should not get everything they want. Fucking don't be if you're living your life as a king or a queen, fucking you got to change that, because you shouldn't. When you get everything that you want, you treat people in such a way that they affect how you get things. So for example, one day we were shooting a scene and it was like hours before we actually shot it. We were rehearsing it and she saw the silverware and she's like, I don't think I would have this type of silverware. I was like, dude, fuck you. We don't have enough money to go run to the prop house and get what you want, because A, we can't afford the rental, and B, we've been rehearsing this all week and now you're bitching about the silverware?
Well, how can she act right if the silverware isn't right?
Well, pretend like it's the silverware you want, you fucking actor.
Yeah, fuck actors.
I guess what I'm saying, though, is that
I'm serious. I hate actors.
You're going to spend the rest of your life inside your head. Everything that happens to you, everything that you do for yourself.
And it's going to be dark.
You
and
are.
It's going to be cold.
You're in your own
it's
head.
It's going to last you.
For the rest of your life.
The rest of your life.
So I just feel like it feels good to let someone else in.
See,
and
why
to
do
get
you
into
think,
somebody
why
else's
do you think
head.
I don't ever leave my apartment? It's because nobody can disappoint me. It's just me, and I get everything I want.
You're living as a king, man. Kings die.
No, I'm not.
Is that why? Yeah, you're right. That's why I never like to leave the apartment.
Yeah, because
I get everything
it's
I
fucking
want.
Amazing. I love it so much.
Well,
other people just complicate it.
But both of you have me over, so like that's you letting me in. I'm saying you're doing a better job than you think.
I don't know. Anytime anyone is in my apartment, I am uneasy. This is why I can't ever relate a relationship, because I don't like people being around. I feel like I have to, I don't know, vacuum.
I like having people over, but I don't like going anywhere. What does that mean?
Well, to me, that's just like you know what to expect, because the people that you invite over, you know their personalities enough to be like, hey, you know what? At the very least, we're going to have fun.
Sometimes they bring guests with them. I don't know about.
But I'm not saying you need to go.
I just can't wait until this gravity thing has been disproven so that we can fly around.
But this gravity thing is the exact same parallel to you being inside your head. It's like you know what gravity is.
Hey,
and
what
so
about
how
balloons?
Can this not be real? What balloons is a great thing too. It's like if gravity is a constant in all directions around the Earth, then why does this balloon get to not drop, right? Oh, it's because the helium is lighter than the air. There's still gravity on it.
Yeah, and it would go faster if there wasn't gravity.
Yeah, but...
Oh, man.
Well, I mean...
I just stumped you.
No, you stumped me because I watched this thing about a balloon and I've kind of forgot it.
I just think... Gravity exists. Everyone sucks. Be insular, everyone. Don't go out of your way to meet anybody, because no one is cool. And, you know, watch TV, watch Survivor. enjoy yourself. You know what the trick is? Just make yourself happy.
My thing is, a good way to make yourself happy is to understand that the only thing constant is change, and if you are afraid of change, then you're just going to make a smaller ball version of yourself, because any change that happens is going to affect you in a way that you're not used to. But I'm like, hey, get used to change, go celebrate change, because that is always going to happen. You're going to get
cancer or fucking,
yeah, or like on Survivor, you could get blindsided. Like
you could get
you could have had an alliance.
You're gonna get a cataract, and it's gonna fuck with you. Like, just know that everything's always gonna change, and the more people that you connect to, the more fun you'll have, and also know that everything that you've learned, everything that you've learned, is not real.
That's a horrible thing to tell people. Everything you've learned is not real?
Because as we perceive the universe with different tools, our perception of the universe changes. And
are you going to teach your kid that like red is actually called blue and stuff like that? That the tree is called a bush and a bush is called a tree.
No, I mean, I agree with you that there's just a weird, there's a bunch of weird definition arguments going on. But when you define things in your head, it's hard for you to undefine them. And I'm just be open to the fact that your definitions are going to change within your lifetime. You got to be ready for the definitions to change.
Yeah, but I think you specifically need to take your own advice.
But picture the Pope coming out and saying that, well, you know, if there's aliens, they're also children of God.
I don't give a fuck about the Pope.
But to me, that's a definition change.
What about marriage? The definition of marriage has recently changed.
And that's
still marriage.
That's
marriage is a weird thing because marriage is like specifically tied to a religion, and then they're trying to take the religion out of it, and it's like, well,
and it's also tied to the government. You have to get a fucking license to get married. Fuck, what the fuck?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. It has to be recognized and witnessed, and
I think that's bullshit.
You could be common law married to someone by living with them. Like, they're changing the definitions for you. I don't know. Listen, gravity is not real. And look this up for yourself. I know that
to disprove gravity.
What?
No.
Yeah, I don't think you've said anything.
We talked about gravity for 3 minutes.
Yeah, and then we did a bunch of therapy.
Well,
if gravity isn't real, this is my first question. How come when I drop my phone, it falls to the ground? The most succinct way.
The reason why I can't answer that is because I can't comprehend more than three dimensions.
Oh, it's a...
And yet more than three dimensions exist within our universe. And so I'm saying go learn about it. Go teach yourself. Go challenge the dimensions.
But I'm not going to
gravity works
a bunch of...
in our three dimensional model, but we live in a universe that has more than three dimensions. So it works for the three dimensional model. When you learn that there's more dimensions than three, it doesn't apply anymore.
Not necessarily. We just don't know if it applies or not. It doesn't definitively not work anymore.
Gosh, it does definitively not work.
Why?
Fuck.
He's pulling his dick out right now for some reason.
Because this is the bad. Listen, I can't answer you because I'm not researched enough on this, but gravity doesn't work on the atomic level. Gravity is not a force.
Because there's space.
That gravity is not a force that that affects the way that
isn't it mass based?
Atomic.
So it's like there is atoms are so small. There's not enough mass for gravity to. It's all it's relative, right?
Well, okay. Picture gravity at the North Pole and gravity on the equator. Supposedly, gravity is selective and can be stronger towards certain things. Okay, the Earth is rotating. And so if you're on the equator, let's say you're an ocean of water
on the
equator.
So you weigh more on the equator than you do on the poles.
Because since the Earth is spinning,
pulling you
the
harder.
Speed of your speed on the equator is actually so much...
So you're lighter.
I don't know the numbers, but let's say on the equator you're moving 7,000 miles per hour on the equator. And at the North Pole, you're moving 0 miles per hour. Because you're not, the rotational speed of the Earth at that point isn't.
You're still moving because the Earth is traveling around the sun.
At the North Pole, you're just spinning. There's nothing.
No, you're still moving through space.
Well, no, forget about space and just picture the Earth.
I can't. It's all related, man.
Just do it.
Just do it.
All right. Yeah. Okay. It's okay. My hand.
The Earth, I don't know the numbers. Let's say the Earth is spinning, and you being on the Earth spinning on the equator, let's say you're moving 7,000 miles per hour, right? Then there has to be a force holding you that is as strong as 7,000 miles per hour holding you to the Earth. Otherwise, you just fly off and continue in a straight line, right? So there's something holding you to the Earth. At the North Pole, you're not rotating at that speed. You're rotating at basically a zero speed.
That's why you're not allowed to go there.
And so gravity is affecting you at 0 miles per hour, right? So you're saying that this force is selective based on the speeds? That gravity changes its number based on where you are on the Earth?
No, I just think it's strong enough that it applies to both.
I mean, has nobody just taken your weight, a scale?
Yeah, does your weight change if you're on the equator or you're at the North Pole?
Because it seems pretty easy to just take a scale to these places.
But your weight is...
So you would weigh more?
But you listen, North when Pole? You're on the equator, you don't feel how fast you're moving.
Well, but also, like, if you're... But you're the one who brought that up. And the centrifugal force is greater if you're on the equator than if you're on the top. So,
but centrifugal force is the force outward, and that
exactly
according to science that doesn't exist.
Yeah, it does.
The centripetal force, the force holding you in, is the force that's real, not the force sending you out.
What do you mean? What's real?
If you look up centrifugal force, it's not real.
It is real. I can spin a ball with three balls in it. But spin it around and they would all stick to the sides.
Centripetal force is a force holding you in, not a force going out. There's not an opposite.
I don't know why you're saying that over and over again. Because all I'm saying is...
Okay, if you're spinning a pail around...
Yeah.
There is no force going out. There's only a force going in, holding the pail from not going out.
Okay.
If there was a force going out, then, I don't know, look it up. Centrifugal force is not real. Centripetal force is real because there's a force holding the pail in. If you let go, that's just inertia. It's not a force going outwards. That's inertia because you set that in motion. So there is no force going out. That's not a real thing. There's only a force holding it in.
All right, but here's the thing. If you're on a merry-go-round, or what are the playground version of a merry-go-round? What's that?
The one where people get hurt all the
I
time?
I think that's called a merry-go-round. It's just not mechanical.
The one where you, like, run and then...
Yeah. You can see centrifugal force work on that because you're, like, holding onto this thing and you're spinning so fast that you let go.
But your force holding you on is the only force in action.
Well, I guess, again, you're just... You're against the definition. Like, you're not against the concept. You're just against the definition.
No, but that...
My only point was, if you're on the equator of the Earth as it's spinning around, whatever you want to call that force is greater than if you're standing on the top of the Earth spinning in a circle.
So you admit... So what you're saying then is that gravity changes its force. Because it needs to be stronger to hold you on a rotating Earth.
I'm not saying anything. I'm saying that somebody should take a scale. There must be someone who's like taken a scale to various.
But a scale isn't the proof of gravity. It's just your weight. Your weight doesn't change.
Yeah, but if your weight changed, wouldn't that show you that gravity changed? I'm not against you on this.
No. I'm saying that argument isn't working because, the electromagnetic force holding you to the Earth is the same at every point.
Maybe it's more at the equator.
Yeah, that's why I think we need to get a bunch of scales.
It's still enough at the poles to hold you, but then it's even more at the equator. So then you maybe weigh more at the equator.
Yeah.
That's why everyone who lives in equatorial
regions... Nobody's ever done that. Nobody's ever gotten a bunch of scales.
They never accomplished anything equatorially because they're always too exhausted from all the movement. Right? Where does the equator run through?
Sure, Ecuador.
Definitely
right.
Ecuador.
Well, yeah. Are there any countries where they've done cool stuff? Sorry, that's really...
Like take, for example, Jupiter and its orbit around the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Jupiter doesn't orbit the center of the sun. Jupiter does not orbit the center of the sun. It orbits closer to the surface of the sun.
I got it. If you weighed 100 pounds at the North Pole on a spring scale, at the how do you say it?
Equator?
Equatorial.
At the equator.
If you weighed 100 pounds at the North Pole on the equator, why can't I say it when I'm reading it?
Equator.
If you weighed 100 pounds at the North Pole on the equator, you would weigh 99.65 pounds. You would weigh 5.5 ounces less.
So you're saying that gravity works
is pulling you
works
more.
Different that works that it pulls you more. Why is that force changing if what science says right now is that gravity is a constant? So
yeah, but there's another force. There's the inertial force countering the gravity.
But that force countering the gravity would make gravity have to work harder.
No, it's working the same way. That's why you weigh less.
What?
Your mass in grams...
No, that's wrong. Your
mass would stay the same because grams is a measure of the resistance of a body to being moved and has nothing to do with acceleration or gravity. I read that 100 times and I don't get it.
Mass and weight are different. I think they're the same on Earth.
Your mass in grams
based on gravity.
Would stay the same because grams is a measure of the resistance of a body to being moved and has nothing to do with the acceleration or gravity.
Mass is what you are quote unquote made of. Mass is the weight of
your density.
Of your being on any. Your mass would be the same on the sun. Because it is what you are taking up.
Yes, but your weight is what changes.
But what I'm saying, though, is that because of the equatorial speed that would send you off into space, gravity would work harder at the equator than it would at the North Pole. So if gravity is a constant of nature,
mm-hmm.
then gravity would have to... If gravity was constant... Let's say because they say gravity is constant.
I don't think they do, man. Listen
but even
to
if
this.
Gravity is a constant of nature.
Earth has a bulge at the equator created by the planet's rotation. Sometimes this is misleadingly called centrifugal force, but it's really just Newton's law of motion, which we know you don't agree with. The planet's spare tire creates an uneven gravitational field.
According to science, gravity is constant. It is one of the constants of nature, like the speed of light.
Gravity is
the same on every planet out there.
Yeah.
Gravity is a constant of nature. But
it's based on the mass of the body that's creating the gravitational pull. There's some sort of equation where it's there's less gravity on Mars because Mars is smaller.
Yeah, yeah, but gravity shouldn't change on the same planet.
It's not changing, but there's an additional force being applied, which is the inertia from the rotation.
But the inertia of that of
pushing
that but that speed is so much bigger than that, than half of gram, whatever.
Gravity
that
is
fucking
powerful.
Gravity is the weakest force out there, according to science. Gravity is weak. That's why a balloon can go up, because gravity's weak. It's a weak force.
A balloon is nothing. It's just air. Air is nothing.
But gravity's constant. We're having this weird, stupid argument where neither of us know what we're talking about.
Let's wrap it up. I mean, I think, you know, yeah, we didn't explore the gravity thing until the last 5 minutes. And I think we reached the end of how we can, you know, actually discuss it, because none of us know anything.
I know. Listen, as much as I like to know stuff, I don't know anything. I really don't. But I 100% believe that gravity is a false observation, because there are more 100%. Than three dimensions. I'm 100% that gravity does not exist, and that gravity is an observation that works, but add some more dimensions and
then it becomes a bigger discussion.
Well, that like I said, they're looking for the when you look at what CERN's looking for, they're not going to find it, because they're the science that they're looking for isn't correct.
I take umbrage with that. You want people to be looking for things, but then the people who are looking for things, you say, well, they're not going to find it.
What?
It just seems like you would want CERN to find something. Don't you want these people to be academically, like, looking for shit?
If they found...
But you're at the same time going, like,
but they're
like,
based
they
on
won't
a science that's inherently incorrect, because it's
They're definitely smarter than you, and they've read a lot more about it. Like,
they,
I don't...
If they weren't.
No, but they all come from the point... They all come from this point. If everybody at CERN agrees that gravity exists, which they do... Then their science is going to be wrong, because they're finding things that...
We got to get out of here. Let's wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Do you got any shows? Apollo Gauntlet? Like, what else? What else you want to plug?
I got nothing to plug.
Come on, plug something, man. What's your Twitter?
Yeah, what's your Twitter?
I got a cool dog.
Terry Onions. Look for Terry Onions. What's his Instagram?
Terry Onions.
Terry Onions on Instagram.
Yeah, I haven't been tweeting a lot lately, so it's fine.
Willie, anything?
I'm Robotic Willie on everything. Just, hey, you know what? I'm not going to plug myself. If you're listening to this show, just subscribe to it. We could use the subscribers.
Oh, do the Amazon thing, too, because I ordered a bunch of graters or zesters for people recently, and I forgot to do it, but you should do it. You should use the
yeah, you're
going
to order
Amazon
stuff on Amazon. Go to feralaudio.com and use the Amazon portal, and we'll all get...
If you have the Amazon app, is there a way to do it through that? Because that's what I always use.
No, you got to do it online, as far as I know.
I never get my money.
Don't use the fucking app, man. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Get your life together.
Feral Audio.
Hello. I'm Dave Ross.
Hey, and I'm Hampton Yunt.
And we host Suicide Buddies on Starburns Audio.
That's right. It's a podcast about suicide, but not to make light of it. We actually talk about suicidal thoughts, depression, kind of with a sense of levity that Dave and I have with each other. And he's my best friend. Come on.
Yeah, we're buddies. Suicide Buddies.
That's the title.
One of our favorite episodes that we've recorded so far is about this guy, Jan Pataki, who was a Polish aristocrat in the 19th century. Mm-hmm. And he, one of the reasons it's possible that he killed himself is that he thought he was a werewolf.
Oh.
Check out a clip. It also makes me think, like, we were talking about in the Norway black metal episode, how, like, just the culture of your surroundings can affect you. Like, yeah. He's in a castle in Poland. He's like, I mean, if you lived in a castle in Poland and no one knew anything about anything, you might be like, I'm a bat. I'm probably a bat.
That's like literally what happened to Batman. He literally is in his mansion. He's like, no, know what? Fuck it. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat.
Bat that helps people.
I'm a bat that helps people.
I'm a rich...
I don't know what you want from me. And my girlfriend, she's a cat. She's a cat.
My girlfriend's a cat.
She steals things. She's a woman who steals things. She's a cat. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat.
I help people.
She's a cat. We fight a penguin.
My